Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey gang, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the best and most efficient way to learn how to trade. Now, trust me, I've got a lot of experience on this subject. First, from my personal doom and gloom of going through the process of trying to learn the wrong way, then finally figuring out how to learn the right way. And then, of course, working with hundreds of thousands of traders over my coaching career and really being able to pinpoint the mistakes that they make and turn that into lessons so you guys who are learning now don't have to make the same mistakes. Now, I want to apologize in advance. I blew up my computer a few weeks ago, so I'm on my backup device. I don't know how the audio quality is going to be. We're also going to talk a lot about food and buffet. I was very hungry when we recorded the session, but trust me when I say eventually we will get into the meat, no pun intended, of the subject. So just make sure you listen to the very end. All right, let's hop in.
Helena says, give this answer 100% better than 4 times 25. Given this answer 100% better than 4 times 25, does that mean it might be counterproductive to blast through training? Blast through the training to get a feel for the big picture, then go back and focus, or might there be benefits? So when it comes to training, it's the exact opposite. So there's a cool Trading Coach podcast episode called Learning How to Learn. I'd recommend all you guys listen to that if you haven't done so already. But I give a walkthrough on the best way to go through the courses. I would advise this. Go through all the courses just as an overview, just to kind of get a feel of the topics, right? So think about it. I'm hungry today. Started off the session by saying I stuffed food into my mouth, right? Think about it like a buffet. You guys ever been to a buffet? Like an all-you-can-eat buffet? They may have different names in different places. It's like a place where you pay one price and you can eat as much as you want. You guys familiar with, like, does that sound? Hope that makes sense. So in a buffet, there's two ways to approach it. You go to a buffet, you have your plate, and then you fall in love with everything you see at once, right? You're like, ooh, chicken. You put that on your plate. Ooh, hamburger. Put that on your plate, right? And then each time you see something, like, you're like, oh my gosh, that's the thing. And then you have, yeah, you like the buffet reference, yeah. And then before you know it, you've got like 8 plates full of food. And then what happens when you get to your table? Now, if you're American, you eat all the food, because that's what we do. Actually, no, if you're American, you eat none of it and waste it all. But you get to your table, and then all of a sudden, right, you can't eat everything, right? Because you're full. You got through the first thing, and then you're like, I don't really want the rice anymore, and you waste it and throw it away. And then, like, you don't eat, you're full, right? What's the saying? Your eyes are bigger than your stomach, something like that. We've got some really big stomachs in America, I'll tell you what. And so the better, that would be the equivalent of trying to go through the courses and like learn every single thing in full detail at once. You're just going to get overwhelmed. And when you get overwhelmed, you're not going to really be productive. So my buffet procedure is this. I always take a round trip. I always survey the land, right? I always survey the perimeter. So I don't even grab a plate. I don't want to be tempted. Don't even grab a plate. And I just do a nice casual stroll. I want to see what they have. I take mental notes, okay. Cheeseburger, and I rank it. All right, cheeseburger. That looks good. I'll put that at the top right there. Ooh, they got sliced roast beef. Hold on, okay. I'm going to put the sliced roast beef over the cheeseburger. I can get a cheeseburger anywhere. I'm going to put this roast beef here. I keep going. Dessert. Gotta save room for chocolate cake. Let's put that to the side, okay? So I go around, I observe, oh, the mac and cheese, oh, the mashed potatoes, they got gravy, oh, yeah, they got gravy, oh, yeah, baby, right? I go around, I survey everything to get a feel of what's to be offered. And then I stand and I think, and I try to decide, what do I want, at least for the first round? So I go and I get, okay, boom, roast beef, boom, mashed potatoes, Boom. Chocolate cake. First round. Go back to my seat. And I take it all in. Now, if I'm full, I'm full and I'm done. Usually it's round two, because if I'm paying for an all-you-can-eat buffet, I'm going to eat all you can eat. You know what I'm saying? Now for round two, I go to what's next. Okay, what didn't I get the first time? All right, didn't get the chicken. Grab that. Didn't get the didn't get the mac and cheese. Grab that. Little yogurt thin. Grab that. And then if I want to get more at this point, same thing, I survey. So the way you should go through the courses, you go through the first time is that round trip. Just go through the courses, learn, have an understanding. You're not going to know everything perfectly, right? But have an understanding. Okay, this is how the price action moves. And specifically when it comes to strategies, okay? Okay, yeah, okay, the daily chore looks cool. Okay, swing trading the trend. Oh, okay, patterns, oh, those are cool, kind of weird, but I got it, right? You go through all of it. And then you have sort of an idea of like, okay, here's what's offered in tier one. And then you take that little break, you sit back and you're like, okay, what do I, you know, how have I ranked these things? What do I think I want to focus on? The day trading thing seemed cool, but doesn't really fit into my schedule. So maybe, maybe we'll do the swing trading the trend. Okay, we'll start with swing trading the trend. Okay, then after that, we'll do these pattern things. Well, let's put the pattern to the side. So now you've focused on, okay, I'm going to grab my plate. I'm going to grab me a big scoop of swing trading the trend. So now you go back through the courses, right? But you're focused on how can I use this as far as swing trading the trend. So now when you're going through the ebbs and flows again, and this is another round of practicing, which is great. But when you're going through the ebbs and flows again of the chart, you're not just looking at them as like random things. Like, okay, why are we measuring these ebbs and flows? Because that's what most of you guys are thinking. You're like, why am I measuring these things? These things are stupid. What does it mean? I don't know. Now you're thinking about it from a different perspective, right? Now you're measuring the ebbs and flows. You're like, okay, I'm measuring these ebbs and flows because I'm trying to see a trend and I need this retracement to come to this moving average, because when it hits this moving average, that will be an entry. So now you're looking at it from a very specific perspective. Does that make sense? You're very specific in how you're looking at it. You're not just looking at it as looking at it. You're looking at it for a reason. I take this as an example. I got to do a sports reference as always. It wouldn't be me if I had a sports reference, right? I was a former football, baseball, basketball player, right? And I know a lot about soccer now because my kids play, and I'm a coach, right? So when I watch a football game, and any ex-athlete will probably tell you this, or anyone that's like that really knows the X's and O's. Like the common person will look at the game and be like, oh, he threw the ball and he caught it and he got hit. Oh, he ran the ball and he got hit, right? Just like the basics. Like I look at it from a different perspective. Like when I watch football, like I'm looking at it from like a chess match perspective. So I'm looking at how people are lined up. Is their weight forward? Is their weight back? Are their hips open? Are their hips back? Who moved in motion? Are they in man? Are they in zone defense? Right? I look at all these weird stuff that no one else cares about, but I care about it because I'm a coach and I'm an ex-football player. So like that's the stuff that excites me. I'm looking at it from a whole different perspective. So trading is the same way. If you think like the casual trader, ebbs and flows, extension, retracements, yeah, I know this stuff, right? You're looking at it from that very bland perspective, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then once you lock in on your thing, what did I say? Swing trading the trend strategy? Yeah, once you lock in, now you're looking at it from a different perspective. You're looking at it from, okay, this is a trend. But how does this trend specifically relate to the strategy that I'm trading? Okay, here goes a 3-bar reversal. How can I use this as an entry reason once price touches the moving average and bounces off? ATR stop losses, okay. I can use that to get below this level. Fibonacci extension, right? Weird Fibonacci numbers. Huh, could that be an alternative way to look for profits for the extension? Huh, right? And you start seeing things from a different perspective, and it makes life much more easier. So yeah, I would go through, do your round trip, first time through, just get a feel, just get comfortable, right? You're not a master. You're comfortable enough for it to make sense. It's comfortable enough to be like, hey, daily chore. You're like, oh yeah, I heard of that thing. I kind of know what it is. I don't know the details, but yeah, I got it, right? And then second time, go through with kind of the focus of what you want to put on your plate. And then lock in on that one thing and go through the process. And sometimes you make it all the way through the process. Sometimes you go through, you lock in, you test, and then you go and trade it live, and it's brilliant. Sometimes you get through the process and you get to, you know, a learning point or a testing point or a strat dev point, and you're like, you know what? Maybe this isn't what I want to do. That's okay. This is an all-you-can-eat buffet here at Tier 1 Trading, right? Put that meal to the side, get back up and get another one. Right? You paid your bill. You paid your bill. You can eat as much as you want. Food ain't going away. This is 24 hours. It don't close. And sometimes it takes traders 3 or 4 tries to figure out kind of what is their thing. And that's okay. There's no wasted experience. Because you never know when you'll come back and use something that you tried and quote unquote failed at in the past, or at least bits and pieces from it. Maybe you don't do the swing trading the trend strategy, but you really like the idea of that moving average cross. So whenever you go to develop your own strategy, you take that part, right? And you move it into your new strategy. You didn't like the mashed potatoes, but you like the gravy. So you take the gravy and you put it on the mac and cheese. And it tastes better that way. Maybe. So yeah, glad that was helpful. Glad that was helpful. It's a very good question. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hey, if you have any tips or advice on things that helped you get through the learning process, feel free to share them. If you're listening to this on Spotify, there's a Q&A section where you can answer the question. I'll probably put it up there. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can use the comment section below to kind of share some tips and hints that you use. That way we can help the next generation of traders. All right. I appreciate it in advance. And until next time, plan your trade, trade your plan. Take care.